This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver police say two officers were protecting themselves when they fired seven rounds into a crowd of people last weekend in lower downtown. That was after a suspect flashed a gun toward them. Denver Police Lieutenant Matt Clark.
The two officers were specifically defending their own life. They felt that they were in peril and that the subject could have fired upon them.
Six people were shot by police, including the suspect. They're expected to survive. At CPR.org, there's more on some of those bystanders who were shot by police. A Fort Collins woman will serve 2 years probation after lying on a petition to prevent a Colorado State University police officer from accessing guns. Susan Holmes was found guilty of perjury for claiming she was related to CSU Corporal Philip Morris, who fatally shot her son Jeremy in 2017. Morris and another CSU officer were cleared by an investigation into the shooting, according to the newspaper The Coloradoan. Denver Public Schools is improving its air systems with funds meant to help recover from the pandemic. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
DPS plans to install 800 air sensors in classrooms and libraries. They will detect CO2 levels, humidity, temperature, and air pollution from wildfire smoke. The district has closely monitored the effects of climate change, especially from wildfires in recent years. DPS hopes the monitors will improve the district's legacy health problems like asthma. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
In Denver, 96 this afternoon. Colorado Springs, a forecast high at 91. And temperatures will be hotter tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.